flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610's Area 45 back with you. Coming up at 7 o'clock, John Lopez going to give us a shout, give us the latest, what's going on from New Orleans, see what kind of a fine cuisine he's cooked up for the fellas tonight at their Airbnb, and get a little bit more of his reaction into the Texans and why he didn't spill the beans. I know he's got Cal McNair and Hannah McNair on speed dial in a celly. I know damn well he was the first one in Houston to know.
Those aren't the beans I was going to ask him about.
Yeah, well, the beans that Seth Payne consumed, four bowls of?
4 cups of beans.
Yeah, yummy. I'm sure that was that last night? He's probably still paying for it today, if it was.
Oh, the colon.
Yeah. You're worried about the colon. I'm worried about other people's noses.
So that dude just became like the third largest producer of natural gas in the state.
100%.
Center points looking for a hookup.
Speaking of Lopez, who's in New Orleans. And
just stick this hose right in the source, sir.
The Super Bowl. The big game featuring Chiefs-Eagles, obviously coming up at the end of the week, February 9th. Once again, we are out there, got you covered, thanks to our title sponsor, Flight by Yuengling, and the supporting sponsor, the Low T Center. The wall-to-wall coverage with the biggest guests. They'll be coming this week. You can guarantee that. They'll be put on the hot seat that is exclusively from Exclusive Furniture. If you did not see that on the social media channels, Twitter, Instagram, just at Sports Radio 610 if you want to follow that. You can watch all those live interviews and the shows on the live stream, YouTube, Twitch, like you can us. We are here in the cozy confines of our studio in Greenway Plaza. But you could watch them do their stuff over there in New Orleans on Radio Row, thanks to our partners at the Mokarem Law Firm. So we'll talk to John Lopez at 7 o'clock. Is it fair to ask whose hire this was? And does it matter? Because if I asked you whose hire this was to bring in Nick Caley as the offensive coordinator for the Texans, I mean, it's easy to say it is.
It's a Casario hire.
It's a Nick Casario hire.
It's a Casario hire with D'Amico's blessing.
Yep.
It's really what it is, because D'Amico brought in the one offensive guy that he knew, he liked, he was comfortable with.
Worked with.
Didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he didn't know a whole lot of other offensive guys that didn't already come through San Francisco. So if they were going to get away from Bobby, then they were going to need to go outside that tree, which meant it was going to be an actual interview hiring process.
Yeah.
And Casario was going to make this decision with D'Amico saying, okay, I'm comfortable with this guy. I like what this guy represents. I like what he wants to do. That was how it was going to be. And that's exactly how it went down. Nick went through the interviews. I'm sure D'Amico sat in on them. And Nick basically let out, you know what? These are the guys I like the best. And D'Amico gave him the yay or nay. I like this guy. You know, 1, 2, 3.
You know,
and they settled on Nick Caley.
It's interesting, right? I 100% agree with you. It's a Caserio hire, and it's not just that it was his turn. Like, hey, D'Amico, your pick didn't work out. Now it's my turn. Here's what I think. Here's how I'm going to look and attack this process. Ultimately, they go with somebody that had a relationship, a working relationship with Nick Caserio for all those years in New England. There's very much that at the center of it, I think. But it's also this. When D'Amico was hired as head coach, Caserio was already here. And we remember how weird that situation was. They can excuse it away now, but you were at the press conferences. We were all at the press conferences when Nick Caserio basically had come out and said, hey, if the coach doesn't like me and doesn't think I'm doing a good job, then I'm going to pack my stuff up and go. And Caserio's, I don't want to say seat, but it was getting uncomfortable for him. It was awkward for him at that point in time because of the organizational hires that preceded D'Amico Ryan's in David Culley and in Lovie Smith. And it was like, hey, man, this seems like it's go time.
Thanks, Easter Bunny.
Are you going to be more of a part of the solution or are you going to continue to be a part of the problem? Because if they're going to write this thing, then they've already checked one box and made the only hire they possibly could have made. And now this is hindsight being 2020 for me because I wasn't a D'Amico Ryan's first guy. I was like, man, they got to get Sean Payton. They got to get Sean Payton. And it seems to be working just a little bit slower in Denver, but 100% the right hire in D'Amico Ryan's. I think when you're a new head coach, we talked about it with John McClain. You're going to hire guys that you know, that you're comfortable with, that you believe in, that you've got a relationship with, and maybe you've made some promises to before, and you just hope and cross your fingers that they work out, like maybe D'Amico was trying to do with Bobby Slowick. I think it's probably not necessarily the case, but I do think it's the case that I think this guy's got the chops to get the job done, and we're going to build with him. But you learn a lot your first year, and you learn a lot more your second year, and you come to find out what certain people are capable of when the bullets are flying on the day in and day out, and what they can really handle when games are being played. And I think we all know that Bobby Slowick was lacking when it became game time. Maybe not so much during the week of practice, but game time, I think his head was spinning at times. Why wouldn't that be the case with Nick Caley? I kind of trust a guy in Nick Caserio who's been around the game a long time, making personnel decisions, evaluating people, watching people, and learning from his mistakes and other people's mistakes in hires, in judging one man's makeup and then finding out that it's something completely different, or judging one man's character and finding out that it's completely different. Nick Caserio is hiring this guy that he previously knows, probably thinks that he previously knows, like currently knows too, the person, but also the football coach that he could be and he can be. I think that's big. And so for that reason, I'm not going to tell you I'm excited about this, but for that reason, I'm going to tell you I trust Nick Caserio's judgment in this regard more than I think we should have in hindsight D'Amico Ryan's judgment when he hired Bobby Slowick because he was a first-time head coach.
I always had the question about, hey, you're bringing in a first-time head coach in D'Amico and a first-time offensive coordinator in Bobby Slowick, and you knew D'Amico was kind of going to run the defense, so it didn't really matter, Matt.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Burke was his assistant, his quote, defensive coordinator, because he's really not. D'Amico's the defensive coordinator. And Burke at least had been a DC previously in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
But you knew D'Amico was going to handle the defense. Usually when you bring in a first-time head coach who's a defensive guy, you bring in some kind of seasoned offensive guy. They didn't. They went very inexperienced, right? You brought in a first-time offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. You moved Gerard Johnson up to quarterbacks coach. Like they ascended a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
And look, in the second year, when the pressure got put on, it fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of what seemed to be forcing the my way or the highway type of thing. The adjustments only really came when guys were hurt. They were very reticent to change up how they did things. When they did finally make a couple of new wrinkles, they would overplay them to the point in the same game, to the point where it became very obvious what they were going to do. And the defense was no longer fooled by it. So, and we saw all of these things happen in real time.
Yeah.
So it didn't work out. Like, Bobby as a play caller, like, couldn't get out of his own head.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're going to replace a guy. You fired a first-time play caller after 2 years. And now that the expectations are higher, you're bringing in another first-time play caller.
Yes.
Who now has to start from scratch with very high expectations.
Yes.
When Bobby first came here, they didn't have a ton of expectations. They were a 4-win team.
Right.
Now you're a 10-win team 2 years in a row, gone the divisional round twice in a row. You're looking to take the next step to get to the AFC title game. By the way, here's your first-year play caller to do that.
Yes, and your fan base is already disappointed because they feel like expectations were so high, they feel like they'd fallen short, like well short of what their capabilities were going into this season. And then maybe even reconvinced yourself to be towards the end of the season, you fell short. And that's where I'm at. You're replacing a guy with a different system, new wrinkles in a system. The McVay and Shanahan system, there's some similarities there, but there's some pretty stark differences as well.
Right. There are two deviations the West Coast offense.
Yes. But you're replacing an inexperienced individual with no expectations coming in, with an inexperienced individual with the highest expectations the franchise has legitimately ever had. They have Super Bowl aspirations. This fan base is hungry. It is starving. It is desperate. And damn it, it deserves all of those, you know, expectations to be realized, at least with a freaking trip to the AFC title game. And are you going to be the guy with the chops to get that done? Because Bobby Slowick, he could adjust, but he was playing checkers. He could adjust from week to week. But as you mentioned, the whole chess part of the whole thing, the next level adjustment, the next level type of reaction and thinking, what he could not do was in-game adjustments from down to down, from series to series, from quarter to quarter, half to half, for crying out loud, especially this year. And it's a problem. There is nothing, there is absolutely zero that you could say about Nick Caley to convince you or anybody that he's going to be better than Bobby Slowik, other than what I just said. You're trusting a more experienced talent evaluator's judgment in Nick Caserio rather than D'Amico, who he made this hire upon his first year as head coach. We got Tate Rodriguez on YouTube says, you're going to trust a guy that made the Culley and Lovey hire.
That's not a fair.
Yes. But yes, I am. Because Nick Caserio made those hires with absolutely zero part of his brain thinking that they were going to try to even win. It was a
Nick
total.
Nick Caserio didn't even make those hires.
It was a tank job during those 2 years. It was a teardown, and you know it. And if you're thinking otherwise, then I feel really bad for you that you invested time and money and hope and faith in an organization that was trying to lose.
Those were literally hires made by Jack Easterby.
100%.
Hey, Jack, why did David Culley get hired? Because Deshaun Watson said, I'm not playing for you guys anymore. And nobody with an ounce of fucking, integrity, as we hit the dump button there. Ounce of integrity was going to take that job, not knowing who the damn quarterback was, when you knew that they had issues up and down the roster, and there were a ton of issues with the fact that, hey, Bill O'Brien just ran this organization straight into the ground with the help of Jack Easterby, and now Easterby's in charge? It's the blind leading the blind. Mm-hmm. So you know what? Yeah, that was... hit the bell. All right, that was an effing stupid-ass decision. But Culley got the job because literally they couldn't pay anyone, literally could not pay anyone to take that job. And Culley turned out to be so bad, they couldn't even keep him for a second year of a tank.
They had to pay
because
him
Caserio was so fed up with how damn dumb he was. I mean, Casario's on the headset with him because he's not capable of being the head coach. And then he showed zero growth.
Mm-hmm.
So then Easterby was like, oh, well, you know what? Let's make my buddy Josh McCown the head coach. And they were all set to do that. Like, Casario had no say in this. They were going to make Josh McCown the head coach right up until Brian Flores named the Texans in his lawsuit against the NFL for discrimination. Then the team went, and they made Lovie Smith the head coach. They made Lovie Smith the head coach before they even interviewed him. They were never going to interview him. He was never going to be a candidate.
Hey, Lovie, guess what?
Only because Flores named them in his suit, they said, oh, we better not hire the white guy. Let's hire the black guy that's already here and cover our asses.
Ass. And they did. And the rest is history.
And Lovie reminded us that he hasn't been a head coach in a really long time by coaching like it was still 2010.
Yeah. I miss that guy. He was a pleasant old fella.
He had the best beard.
Coming up next, we'll talk more about this. Gauge your reaction on the Texans' new hire of Nick Caley as the OC. But we have to at least consider.
I don't know if I dropped the whole word, but I felt like I dropped enough of the word that I had to hit the button.
When you do enough of the word, it's like the whole word because it's such a tricky word that only half of the word gets the job done.
Yeah, so that's why I hit the button.
Yeah, that's a great job by you.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.